You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good morning and welcome to America's Web Radio and the Business Hour. I'm Ron Camacho, your host, and today the business at hand is the business of keeping the spirit and the history of the American West top of mind for folks that hold the history and the lore and legends and the reality of modern Western culture close to their heart. It's actually a very colorful history, and one organization that's doing a really super job of keeping that spirit alive through the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City is the group that we're going to be talking to today. And that group includes Dr. Eric Singleton, Tara Carr, and Lara Switzer, all of the Cowboy Museum, and they've been working to preserve and educate the public about the American West and about Western heritage. So welcome to the program, Dr. Singleton, Tara, and Lara.
Thank you.
Now, Eric, we might want to start with you and have you offer to our listeners an overview of what they can expect in general when they go to the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. And maybe you might tell us about what they can experience, and then we can segue to either Lara or Tara to tell us about what you can experience online. But first, let's talk about someone visiting the museum. Eric, what will people experience?
Well, I think they'll experience the great diversity that is the American West. I think probably one of the critical elements of our title is Western heritage. And so what we've done is arrange the galleries in such a way that you experience so much more than, I would say, just the cowboy. You experience the landscape that made it up, the native people that inhabited this region for thousands and thousands of years, the cowboy, the rodeo. So we have really kind of worked on fine art. So we have a fine art gallery, a rodeo gallery, native gallery, and then just a general Western gallery, which highlights everything from Native American ledger art to clothing to a Gatling gun, and discusses the Plains Indians Wars, as well as hunting, the buffalo, just a little bit of everything. I mean, I think the West is so diverse that to take it all in, you're going to need a lot of time, and so we needed a lot of gallery space.
And, Eric, certainly most Americans, or at least most Americans of a certain age who would have grown up on lots of TV Westerns would be familiar with, you know, the cowboy and Indian stories, some of which are dramatized and not actual documentaries. But what they can expect to see is the museum drilling down into the rich culture of each of those areas. You mentioned cowboys, the Native Americans, Western heritage in general. And I would imagine that you have a deeper expression of each of those cultures embodied in your exhibition and your programs. And by the way, I might mention to listeners that they could go to www.nationalcowboymuseum.com and get an idea of what we're talking about as they're listening. But don't tune out. Just go and take a peek at that website. So along with the categories of Native Americans and the cowboy and the West, and by the way, when we say cowboy, we're also including cowgirls. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want to overlook the role of women, which was probably a lot like the role that women play today, both quieter leadership back then, but also the glue that held together a lot of culture. I mentioned the website, and there's a really nicely done combination of videos ranging from the end of the trail as an American icon to Canyon Princess, A Glimpse into Cougar Life, to the Native American Fancy Dance, and then a look at artists like Frederick Remington. There's one entitled Frederick Remington Illustrating the West, and Charles M. Russell, the cowboy artist, who's one of my favorites. I like the cowboy horse as well. Tell us about those videos. And Dr. Singleton, did you have a hand in the production of those, any of those?
A few of them. Yeah, when I arrived here, I did, but there was already a great many in place, and it was actually, it was the brainchild and produced and directed and done by a former colleague of ours, John Spencer. And John put these together as little 2-minute to 5-minute shorts, and the idea was to kind of give people a quick, cursory introduction into a particular aspect of Western heritage and the West, whether that was landscape or fancy dance or the history of cowboy. I did one a few years ago on headdresses. And it was really just to kind of give people a good, quick introduction to the various aspects and roles and cultural elements that make up the American West. And I think it was quite successful. I mean, we really have, I think there's about 200 plus videos that he produced, and he did a terrific job.
Wow. So that what you see as the titles of some of those videos online is just sort of the tip of the iceberg, I would imagine.
It is. Yeah, very much so.
Hey, Tara, are those videos continuing to be reproduced, produced? Are there any new videos in production?
Yeah, so actually, just to add on to what Eric said, so we kind of turned those videos into a series called Explore the West. And what that is we kind of go around to different ranches, to different places in the United States that tell the story of the American West, and we talk to them, and we showcase them on our website and on our social media. So we've actually got, those come out almost, they come out every other month. So we've got one slated to come out in September, and those can just be found on the same page on our website as well.
And another major aspect of the museum are what are some really, truly exquisite pieces of art that are available for sale. Are they available? Is there artwork available for sale on the premise at the museum as well as online?
Yeah. So we, since we are a nonprofit, art sales are actually one of our biggest fundraisers, and that's kind of how we keep everything going. So our biggest annual art sale and exhibition is called Preta West. And it's actually, it's still on display now. It's on display through the beginning of August, actually. But it pretty much is a way for people to come in from all over the world, really, and just enjoy these artists. And the art is on sale. So a lot of it sold during opening weekend, which was in June. But there are still things for sale. And then we've also got something called an online catalog that we have for each of these sale and exhibition shows that we do. And that's just a way that people who can't necessarily make it to Oklahoma City, they can just hop on the website and look at the online catalog. They can still appreciate the art, and if, you know, they're interested in buying it, they can do that as well. So I think that's a good tool to take advantage of.
And because some of these pieces are really American masterpieces, you know, we mentioned Charles M. Russell and Frederick Remington, there have to be pieces in the tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars. What's the price range?
Are you talking about like an art sale or?
Yeah, for the pieces of art, the actual pieces of art, as opposed to maybe, you know, the museum shop pieces. I'm sure you have things that range from a few dollars to many dollars in the shop. But on the gallery side, again, some of these pieces are true American masterpieces, and so they have to be, I would imagine, even in the range of hundreds of thousands. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And like you said, our Preta West art sale, that is one of our biggest fundraisers and show of the year. And yeah, we have had pieces of art that have sold for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we've also had pieces that have sold for less than $1,000. So it's really great because I think it's just something for everybody. If you don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend on a piece of art, you can still enjoy the same quality of work for a much smaller price tag.
Yes, we don't want to scare anybody off from coming to explore what art is for sale. But my point was that just as we have master artists from around the world, the Dutch masters or other French impressionists who have things that sell in the millions, we too have American masterpiece artists, and you know, you have some of that art right there in Oklahoma City, and I can hardly wait to, because I haven't visited myself, to come and see some of those pieces, because I've caught a glimpse of the paintings and some of the sculpture, and I truly think the term exquisite is appropriate for some of these pieces. Also, Eric, you have pieces of Native American art in the museum, some of which I think could also be considered exquisite. Is that right?
Oh, without a doubt, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
What we've been working towards is our fine art gallery, where we typically have hung oil paintings and watercolors, is to start integrating weavings, basketry, and really kind of highlighting that artwork is well beyond 2D and your classical perceived oil paintings. I mean, if you look at a Navajo weaver, for example, when she's actually tending her own sheep, she's actually spinning her own wool, and then she's begins to weave these patterns. And a lot of times, these weavings get so large, you have to roll them, and you're actually not even looking at what patterns you've already created. Yet there's symmetry. So when it's done, you can have this rug that's 10 or 20 feet long. And she was able to kind of balance all these symbols and motifs, and it's actually the work of a genius. In many cases, it's masterwork. And so, yeah, well beyond just the paintings, we're trying to integrate more stuff. And so it's great to come out and see it and truly understand how this stuff is made.
I might interject that my early appreciation for Native American art probably began. I mean, I had the appreciation for some of the clothing, costume, they weren't costumes, they were apparel, but the Native headdresses and things like that as a child. But later on in college, I went to school in Claremont, where the Claremont Colleges are outside of Los Angeles, and took courses across the street at Scripps College. While I was on that campus, I would stop in occasionally to the weaving studio. They had a beautiful weaving studio, perhaps one of the nicest in the country, down in the sunken Japanese garden. And I only mention it because this is the way, even though it was a sunken Japanese garden, but this is the way they elevated the prominence. It was just the most beautiful setting. The prominence of Native American weavings, because one of the master weaving instructors was Hoppy Stewart from New Mexico, and there were some really incredible pieces that I saw on the looms and hanging in exhibition. We're going to be taking a break. We're here with Dr. Eric Singleton, with Tara and Lara of the National Cowboy Museum. We'll be back with Tara Carl, Lara Switzer, and Dr. Eric Singleton right after this break.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Cook Immigration Partners is your passport through the immigration maze. Whether it's help with E-Verify in your business, or help in how to document a new employee under the new I-9 rules, or if you marry a foreign national, Cook Immigration Partners is your best choice for a legal advocate. Call us today at 866-286-6200. That's 866-286-6200. Or visit us on the web at www.immigration.net.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
The disease of addiction is a life-altering challenge, not just for the person suffering its effects, but also for the family and friends who support and love the one caught in its grasp. What should be the course of treatment? Who is the best person to render treatment? And what is the best place to go for the care that is needed? We know that you want answers to these and many more questions. Call 770-696-9862 and speak to a representative of the Atlanta Healing Center. They can tailor a program specifically designed to address the needs of the person suffering with an addiction or give you guidance as to where that help may be found. Information is the key, and the trained staff at AHC is here to assist. If you wish, you can also get more information on the website located at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
I'd love to talk.
Welcome back to the Business Hour. We're here with Dr. Eric Singleton, with Tara Carr, and with Lara Switzer of the Cowboy Museum, the National